Welcome to the show, After Buzzers, another episode of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Season 5, Episode 11. This is Bad Grandmas, and Pamela Lyrica G buttheads at the beach. London's bridge is falling down when Bridget confronts Brooke about being messy. Apple goes to therapy with her dad. Stay tuned for all that and more right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
So this episode, Lil Wayne, he's back.
Yes, Carter 5.
Carter 5. This is our the new challenge is going around, so we gotta shimmy it up a little bit. But this episode 11 is just getting to the wire. Bad grandmas. These grandmas, Lord. Should we even start with this? Because
why do I get vibes? Remember how K Michelle was like, "Oh, she's shaking the table."
Yeah, she threw a whole lawn chair. Like, you know what? I see where A1 and Lyrica, they're trying to get their family together. They're mending what had happened to them as far as the cheating. We'll get into that later too. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have this baby. So they're trying to bring the mothers together, but they just can't act right. Like, why as soon as Pam walks in, why
she wasn't here for you?
Like,
she wasn't here for it at all.
Like, you know why she's here.
You know, I have to say, like, I mean, both the mothers are crazy, but at least in this episode, we saw that at least, you know, Lyrica G, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Lyrica G at least was kind of, you see, she was trying. I think Pam, I don't know. I think she's just the one that's instigating it, you know, a little bit and getting her riled up. And that's why they're not really, that's why they're always fighting, especially in this episode. I was disappointed. I was.
I'm definitely disappointed in Pam. And it's like, they're two alpha females. So it's like their personalities are going to clash anyway. But yeah, I was like, hats off to Lyrica G. Because like, she finally was like, you know what? I don't even know why we arguing. We're the grandmas. The baby's about to come. Like, we are going to be in each other's lives regardless. And Pam was just like, well, we just need to do the blood test to see. And it's just like, okay, now. All the goodness just went right out the window because I'm like, now.
And then she was like, well, can I get the last word? Like, why is she being so petty? Like, why do you need the last word?
She's way too petty for me. I couldn't even be in a room with Pam. No. Sorry, Miss Pam. No.
And those wigs. Miss Pam, the wigs haven't gotten better. We're on episode 11.
This is her second season.
Second season, episode 11, we need new wig. New wigs. Yeah. And Lyrica, I think everybody needed a new wig because A1's hair was the best out of everybody.
And we know that's a wig too, or some extensions. So I'm like,
You know, he's going to the nail shop and the hair shop. He's going to get his stuff done. I don't know why he's leaving his mom and his mom-in-law and his wife out. Like, go wig shopping together.
Love and Hip Hop must have some like great cameras, or like their HD must be like high def. Because it was like, when we'll get into our news and gossip, but it was like her outside of Love and Hip Hop, her hair looked amazing. So I'm just like, I don't know if it's just like the cameras are really like zooming in on like their hairlines and stuff, because it's like we can definitely tell that it was a wig. But Lyrica's hair in her past little interviews has been actually kind of cute.
Well, I think what happens is they don't get paid during like the filming, and then after they get the check, so then now they're able to glow
upgrade,
up. They're able to glow up with the new wigs now. So that's how it happened. But yeah, so they ended up leaving the grandmas in the beach house. And so they were kind of talking and just kind of getting it together. Then they were like, oh, let's go to the beach. And it just goes down. Like,
and went down on the beach.
Like, how are you in such a calm environment? Like, the water is splashing. Like, why are we mad?
I blame Pam.
I was going to say, it's all Pam.
It's all Pam. Lyrica G was just bonding with her, showing her this video. And
no, she showed her the ultrasound. That's what made her mad. The ultrasound. She's like, why wasn't I invited? And you know why you weren't invited, because of how you acting right now.
Clearly.
Exactly. Now, who wants to be fighting in the doctor's office?
No, that's unprofessional for a player. No, there would be no way me and my like mother-in-law would be just arguing in the doctor's office. No, that's super unprofessional. But it's just like how Lyrica G was saying, and she was like, you shouldn't be mad at me. Like, clearly this is a conversation that you and your son need to have.
Exactly.
Like, he not inviting you or whatever. Like, my daughter called me. I got the call. So it's like, you don't need to be mad at me, but I'm like, she was about ready to flip over the chair and fight Lyrica.
She just wanted to fight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for what? Like, both of y'all are in your 50s. Come on, no.
I'll be doing 60. This. I don't know.
That's she might be pushing it. I was about to say, that swimsuit wasn't flattering at all, but I'm not about to, like, body shame nobody, mama.
No, not so. Body shame, but just wear a little the sarong. You saw Lyrica G with her sarong. Mm-hmm. You know what
or
to
a cover
do.
Up, a nice little shorts or something. Like, exactly. I don't know.
You know what looks good on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we on TV now. You know people gonna judge you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not judging, but yeah, whatever. It was hilarious that, you know, they were about to fight and she threw a lawn chair. And then, I don't know, it was like, to be security, honest, they ran fast through the sand, but it was like, I think they could get to each other. Like, these people be acting like security is really, like, holding them back, but they just be put on the show.
Well, and they're a little older too, though. So I mean, it take a few extra steps to run she over
could
and
barely
try to.
Get up.
That's what I'm saying. They barely throw the chair. They were struggling to get up out that sand. First of all, so I'm like, security definitely had a moment to run over there. But it's like they don't even need to be fighting. If anything, it should have been Lyrica G throwing that chair. Mm. To be honest, if anything in that role in that scene should have happened, it should have been Lyrica throwing a chair. Because it's like, one, Pam, I don't know why you going off on me when. Clearly, I'm the only present grandma trying to make a difference, trying to make something happen. Yeah. So, you should only be mad at yourself.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, across the pond, they're still over there causing a ruckus, but supposedly trying to go to tea time and all this stuff. But Bridget, she finally confronts Brooke about her messy ways. And she's the only one that's done it. And I'm, you know, like, yeah somebody needs to call you out.
Yeah.
And so she ends up crying, and Nikki's, like, kind of talking to her crazy. So it's like...
The
whole situation was weird. I mean, Nikki did have a point. But then again, like, you know, this was all about Bridget at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Wrong is wrong. They should know what was wrong. Brooke was wrong for just interfering and stealing her moment and everything. So I'm glad Bridget confronted her about that. But yeah, Nikki did have a point. The media was... You know, those reporters were unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. But then again, I mean, see, remember, I'm asking questions. So,
we said that last episode, too, though, because we were like, who are these publicists? Like, where'd they come from? And she's like, oh, this is a team that I hired or something like that. And so Nikki was like, if you hired them, you should go out there and tell them or whatever. And she's like, oh, no, my publicist did or something. Like, it was just too, I don't know, it's too many.
Who was them telling her publicists?
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I was like, okay, it had to be, because it was like, she was one who set up the trip and supposedly set up all the press and conferences and stuff. So it was like, Donatella had to have sent these publicists over there, or these, you know, bloggers or whatever, to come over there and do the interview.
Yeah. So Bridget needs to talk to her then. But then, what? Yeah, Brooke was still wrong.
But this is what I'm saying. Brooke doesn't care. Like, she's like, I don't feel bad. Like,
she apologized and then she wasn't really sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was just so annoying. I'm like, Brooke is super unapologetic. Like, she's not a good friend. She's super messy. And I really don't like her this season. I don't either.
First of all, it's too many B's. I can't keep up. It's Brooke, Bridget, Brittany. Like, I just can't.
I know.
It's,
I'm like, who are we talking about?
I know. I had to think about it, process it. I'm completely over Brooke this episode. And then the crazy thing about it, I wish I would have got this screenshot of one of our viewers' names, but somebody, I think like a couple weeks ago, said that after that whole Monice passing out in the studio thing, that Brooke had took to her Instagram story to pretty much say like, no, that was a lie, I didn't do all that, like it was fabricated, it was edited, you know what I mean? I think we kind of briefly talked about it, but it's like now going into episodes further than that, it's like you're still carrying on that same mentality. So it's like whatever apology she had to say in her Insta story is like, it's not even valid anymore, because it's like you still can't even keep up with what you were talking about. Yeah, it may have been edited, but you're still talking crap about what's been going on and still like trying to make fun of like the situations that aren't even funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm over her.
Yeah, I'm over her too.
Bye, Brooke, Bridget, whatever.
Bye, Brooke.
Bye,
Brooke.
Okay. So they end up bringing up the bar, and then, you know, Bridget had her moment to call out Brooke, and then Tierra's like, wait, I was talking about Akbar.
Yeah. Well, we see another thing going back to Tierra too. Look, with the whole interview, and it's like, okay, if these guys were hired to come there, and then Bridget, I think, tried to step in for him and was like, oh, in London, they can ask whatever they want or say whatever they want type of thing.
We want.
That's another thing too. I was like, okay, so we don't have freedom of speech out here. And then on top of that, it was like, but Tierra, you sat yourself down in that interview and sat there for them people to ask you like, hey, what's going on with your music? Oh, and then we heard you got a sex tape. So it's like, you kind of put yourself in the lion's den a little bit, but it's like,
it was
just
the way, I think the other reporter, what I didn't like, what set her off, and I think that's what she mentioned in this episode, was when he was like, oh, where can I see this tape?
And he was so random too. It was like, the other guy was doing all the questions and stuff, and it was like,
he was like the cameraman.
I was gonna say, he was like the friend. Like, the plus one is plus one-ing. I don't know, like...
It was all messy. It was all wrong. Inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Yeah, I think that's why they don't want to sit down with us, because they feel like we're gonna like drill them or something.
I would, especially Brooke. There's no way.
Y'all can still come here. Don't be scared, y'all.
To the fake engagements and now your fake friendships. I don't know. Like,
who is your friend, girl? Who are your friends? Mm. Are they on the show? I don't know. But anyway, back to Sierra. So I'm kind of confused because they showed this K. Michelle clip. Like, oh, K. Michelle's talking to Akbar. Mm. But first of all, she was on her live. This dude, Thirst Bucket, is in her comments leaving. And she's like, yeah, I see you, sex tape leaker, whatever. And I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like, what did she say that was wrong?
I don't think we missed something.
They were saying how they were flirty or whatever. I didn't really see flirtation between them.
And is Tierra her friend so she could flirt with that man?
They're just all messed up.
But you know how if you're on live, do y'all go live sometimes?
Not really. I just feel like I don't want like one person to be in my live. I'm like, my live need to be cracking with, like 5,000 viewers or
talking
something.
Talking only one person or to myself. Like, okay.
You on FaceTime. You ain't on live. Where is FaceTime?
Are you guys awake on the East Coast? What?
It's like your mom's watching the only one. Thanks for my one
it's
supporter.
Like, it's what you call practice.
I'd be nervous.
My mom's my number one supporter.
Definitely.
Thanks,
shout out to
mom. Well, I go live sometimes, and you know, people you recognize in your live. You like, oh, what's up? You know, it's not a flirt. It's just like, oh, I see you. Like, you in my live. What's good? Mm-hmm. Like a shout out. Like how we do in the live chat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out. Who's in the live chat right now?
I'm like, speaking of our live chat, I'm like, let's talk to our after buzzers. You guys, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll continue to help AfterBuzz to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, you guys, because they're optional. You guys have the option to turn those off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Hey.
Let's get into our live chat. I'm like, it's just getting started a little bit. Shout out to Denise Smith, Jabriel Graham. King of Shade is back. He's our regular. Shout out to King. And then Chantel Colas. She says, hey, ladies.
Hey,
so hi. Welcome to our viewers. You guys, let us know what you guys think about this episode that happened last night.
Yeah.
And let us know you guys' feelings.
And Tierra, Brooke, Bridget, all y'all need to come sit down. We have a nice seat right here for you.
And our couch.
Yeah,
our nice pleather couch.
Y'all can come together.
Plenty of room. Got sodas in the fridge.
So, Moniece got in the hot seat during this whole K. Michelle reveal of the live or whatever. And they're like, oh, you got to pick a side. And, I mean, I really, first of all, don't think K. Michelle did anything. And then, two, it's like, Moniece is staying out of it, and they're just rebuilding their friendship. Like, she literally just went to the press conference and became friends with her again. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, oh, you're K. Michelle's friend now, drop her. Like, come on.
They need to give Moniece a break.
I was going to say, I'm not here for nobody bashing Moniece.
Seriously, like, what did she do in this situation? Like, I don't even understand what the problem exactly was. Like, Tierra was saying how, I think from Tierra's perspective or whatever, she was saying how, why didn't Moniece, my friend, someone who's supposed to be my friend, tell me about this? But, like, what was there to tell? Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't make sense. What are they angry at her about?
Well, they said that, you know, when K. Michelle went to dinner with Akbar, she Moniece actually knew about that. And so Moniece said that she told Tierra about that.
Mm-hmm.
However, this whole live thing, they're like, She didn't know about that. So, I don't know. Is that what she was supposed to be telling?
I don't know. I'm just like, I just feel like Moniece is kind of like a bystander in the whole situation. So, it's like, why is her name even being brought into it?
They need somebody to blame.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, no, clearly the Carly Rae of this episode is Brooke. Like, it's not Moniece's time. Moniece needs to get a break. And I'm like, speaking of Brooke, because it's like, she's just still annoying, like, still telling everybody else about this whole Moniece thing. Like, and is she going to talk about that? She just, like, really didn't believe her. And, like, I'm just mad that she's really going around like the whole damn cast pretty much saying like Monique's faked this whole thing. Like, we don't know if she did. Even if she did or not, like, the ambulance was still there. Mm-hmm. It would still seem like a serious situation, and you're just like super making fun of it. Like, if you would have went through something tragic, like, what if we was all out here roasting her about her little breast augmentation thing that she had earlier in the season? Exactly. We could have been thinking like you was faking that, you know what I mean? So it's like, sis, like, but she on thin ice with hot skates.
Okay, well, speaking of that situation, Rockstar is just as messy. He meets up with Ray J.
They know each other. They have to be like play cousins, right? Or something.
He inducts him into the father figure club. Like, I didn't even know Rockstar had kids. Where the kids?
He got a 2-year-old. What?
That seemed real recent. Like, who slept with Rockstar like last year and let half him ago?
Have
like,
a
what?
Baby like with them? Like, if that was my baby daddy, I would just give him custody.
And supposedly, according to all of them, he acts like this like outside of the show. So it's like,
he's crazy.
Ew.
But it seems like everybody wants to get in the studio with him because when the father club got together, Solo Lucci's like, oh, you Rockstar the producer? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, because at first he was like, I ain't rocking with you. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, oh, the producer. So it's like all these people are thirsty to get in the studio. I don't understand how we're in L.A. Like, how is it that hard to get in the studio?
But we don't ever hear their music, y'all. Mm-mm. Where their music be at? I don't know. iTunes, SoundCloud?
But they say they on the charts. Like, they doing concerts.
To be honest, I can only give Lyrica and A1 the credits for that, because I'm like, I see their names floating around, writers credit, whatever. Like, I can give them the little charts thing, but everybody else, it's non-existent. I don't know where your songs are at. Seriously.
But basically, Ray J and Rockstar are gossiping like girls.
I was about to say he's more annoying. I was about to say he got annoying too. Like, thinking she was so dramatic, and I'm like, I'm kind of upset that Ray J kind of co-signed it too. It was like, they kind of like Ray J. One, he didn't already had a thing with Monique, like a fling years ago.
He had a fling with everybody. I was about to say
before the franchise even started, but it's like, that's kind of like him throwing Tierra under the bus for something that she was doing. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you dealt with this person for a certain period of time. You was probably in the bed telling him you love him and all type of stuff. And now you just kind of like throwing dirt on my name out here. Like,
he did the same thing to Tierra.
He did.
The Youngberg in the alley thing. That was
That whole situation. Mm-hmm. He was like co-signing that too. But it's just like, he's like, oh, it's $6,000 for an ambulance. Like, okay, does Monique ain't got no insurance? Like, y'all speaking on stuff that y'all don't really know about. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he was talking about the baby. They showed the little clip of the baby being born. Cutest baby.
Melody.
Melody Girl. Love. Princess was in labor for 24 hours. Like, is that crazy normal? Like, how long was your mom in labor? Like, I think my mom was in labor like maybe 5 hours.
It was definitely way less than 24 hours.
I've actually heard stories of people being in labor for like 48 hours, like 38 hours. Like, it can be extensive. Some people, I don't know. I actually have to ask my mom. Like, mom, we'll have to have a talk. But I'm like, I don't know how long she was in labor for. I wonder if my mom even had like a C-section.
No, I'm about to FaceTime my mama tonight. We're going to talk about
a C-section is just like, real quick or whatever.
Thank you for carrying me.
Thanks.
Mom. But it's like 24 hours of labor. It's like, oh Lord, because I don't even think you can eat when you're like in a hospital, like induced and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't think you can eat. You can only take like sips of water.
Oh wow!
Because like when you're pushing it out, I think like you can actually poop on the table. Like, so I've like heard that they don't want you to have like a full course meal type of thing. It's like it could be a whole
dang.
Yeah, I'm
gonna have a surgery.
Okay, I'm gonna say some stuff is just making me like, no, I don't want to go through none of that.
So, Rockstar is definitely wrong for that. And Ray J, and then we get into Apple. She has to sit down with her dad and a therapist. I think she's making good progress to try to heal the past hurt. Her dad, I don't think he's like, he gets it. Like, that abandonment hurts. And it's, especially if you're a grown person, mm-hmm. you're just meeting this person, like, that's not something that can just be like, let's hug it out. Like, you really need to take this therapy seriously.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of on the fence between that whole scene and scenario, only because, one, it's like, I get the whole abandonment thing. It's like, one, her dad's probably like, what, 60s or something? It looks like she's probably like early 30s, maybe. So it's like, when you guys are already like grown, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I get it. She's going to have to go through therapy. Like, you know, her dad left her when she was young. You're going to have to go through that. Okay, I understand that. But at the same time, I was kind of thrown back a little bit how she was just like, I want you to be there, but not so much. Like, I want you to be a part-time dad instead of a full-time dad. And then, like, the therapist was even like, yeah, like, don't call and text so much. But it's like, if you want your dad back in your life, I feel like you would want your dad to be like, hey, good morning, sweetie, or have a good night, kiss the kids for me, can we go to dinner this weekend? You know what I mean? I don't feel like that's being, like, a pest or, like, a nuisance or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I didn't know. I'm like, what do you want your dad to do then? If you're begging for him to be back in your life, but then at the same time, you're like, no, but keep your distance. So I'm like confused what she wants.
I feel like the whole situation, I mean, they described it perfectly. It is awkward between them, especially at a point in their lives. They are grown. Like you said, he's 60. She's like 30s in her 30s or whatever. And I just think like, this therapy is good for them and they need to continue to keep going. So I'm glad that they're taking this step because I think they really need, especially with Apple, like when she was starting out telling her story about how of abandonment from like everywhere she went as a kid growing up, that's gotta be tough.
And it's so obvious she's hurting. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so obvious she's hurting and that obviously had an impact on her trust issues. So, you know, bringing that to her father, I mean, her father basically initially like, you know, she is the way she is because of the abandonment, the original abandonment from her father. So I feel like, you know, them going into this, it's going to take her some time to really just kind of open up and stuff. So when they were mentioning part-time dad, I was just like, oh, part-time? But I guess, like, in maybe what she needs is, like, a little bit more space. Like, he can't be, like, all up on her, like, all day, every day, texting, like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, she's not ready for that.
I don't even think he's like that, though. It's just, like, I just feel like she's being kind of dramatic.
I think it's more so they need to kind of ease into their relationship.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say, because I feel like it's almost like when you meet a guy, you like him. You don't want him texting you every 5 minutes, like, hey, boo, I miss you. What you doing? You're going to be like, dude, I just met you a week ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. Like, she just met him a week ago or a month ago or whatever. So it's like, it is awkward to be around him, and it's like, now you're trying to fake it like, oh, I'm the dad of the year. No, you weren't here for 30 years, so you're not dad of the year. Like, let me process this. Give me the answers I need. Why were you gone? Why were you, you know, why
there's you so much resentment,
like,
there?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's why she, I feel like she needs to find something else to kind of channel that, because it's like, clearly she's hurt. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, she's not going to get over the whole abandonment thing or whatever, but it's like, they're both too old to kind of just be dwelling on that. So it's like, you need to figure something else out that's going to help you kind of get over that hump of like, okay, my dad did leave me, but now he's back in my life. Like, now he's in my life now. Like, so what can we do to make this thing better? Because it's like, I kind of feel like she's like still like dwelling on it. You know what I mean? Like, still kind of holding a grudge against her dad. It's like, you left. I still ain't got no answers. It's like, sis, maybe he ain't got the answers for you. Like, then it's like, you know what I mean? It's like an episode of Yama. It's like, maybe he can't give you the answers right now. And it's like, you know what I mean? Now you're going to have to kind of pick up your little bootstraps or whatever and keep it pushing. Yeah, you got kids to take care of. Like,
I really do feel for her. I mean, it's hard to say because I can't 100% relate because I have not gone through her situation, but I can only imagine like how much it affected her. And this was years of abandonment.
No, it affected me. I went through it. I met my dad. I was older and I told him I have issues with dating guys because you weren't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm single right now because, I wouldn't say because of him, but just dealing with guys in certain ways, I'd be like, you know, this is weird. So it definitely can have an impact on you. You know what I'm saying? People will say, oh, you have daddy issues, whatever, whatever. But, you know, that's why they have the father figure club.
This triple F club.
Right. So I'm glad these guys are taking it serious because I feel like, you know, now that you're reconnected, it's just not that easy. Like, me and my dad, you know, we talk pretty much every weekend or whatever. He's pretty busy. He lives on the East Coast. But it's just like, what do I talk about? Like, I might want to bring up my mom or say something about my mom, and I'm kind of like, well, my mom hates you. Like, you know, so it's just weird all the way around. So we don't know what Apple's, where's her mom?
I don't know. She never actually said anything about her mom.
Interesting. So we don't know.
Her whole life is like an episode of Yana. She need to reach out because I'm like, what's up with her mom? We don't see the kids. Who's her kid's dad? Do they all have the same dad? Like, you know what I mean? It could be a whole history of stuff that she's going through.
Yeah, because you got to think about the relationship the mom has with the dad as well, because I get torn on Thanksgiving and my mom's like, are you coming home? And then my dad's like, oh, you coming up? Like,
and I still got to do that too. And I'm like, I'm 26. Like, why do we need to be like, I'm not 12. We're not about to be picking families.
Like, you get Christmas, you get Thanksgiving.
Girl, I swear that was so annoying for so long. And it still is.
Like,
it still is.
So I'm going through that. So yeah, Father Figure Club, we want all fathers to take responsibility. And, you know, these women who are like out here, like keeping the fathers away, like Gloria Govan, that whole episode she had.
That's another thing we didn't know about Apple's mom, too. It could be like a whole back thing between the dad. Like it could be she could have just been like a bitter mom that was like, no, your dad doesn't like you. Your dad doesn't want to see you. When he was probably whole time trying to reach out, trying to figure out where they was at. You know what I mean? So it's a whole bunch of back history.
I feel like there's a lot of resentment.
That's what I'm saying. It's like without the mom, she's never going to get her answers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're never going to get your answers, Apple. Like, that's what I'm saying. You might as well chunk that up as a loss.
We want to know where Apple's mom is. Maybe she can be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. Be with Lyrica G and Pam.
On the beach.
Like Tommy's mom. Remember Tommy's mom kind of had some like drinking issues or whatever and then came and got herself clean and then, I don't know, they still got their issues, but.
That's what I want to see. I want to see some resolution on this show. Yeah. Like, instead of just fighting all the time.
Seriously. So much drama. Oh my God.
But I'm
so
like, yeah, going back to
the tea party drama. Like, this tea party, first of all, this tea fashion. First of all, Moniece, who's getting married? You know, like that wedding dress look. Paris looked like somebody auntie who don't babysit. She come over, she have snacks, and she out. You know what I'm saying? Like La Britney with the pink hair.
Is anybody tired of Brooke and his blue lipstick?
I wasn't even paying attention to Brooke.
I'm like, I'm done with her too. But I'm like, I think she just needs to retire that blue lipstick. But yeah,
she everybody needs to retire. Period.
Period. Look, but I'm like, yeah, that whole brunch issue. Nikki talking about crumbs was on her breast. It was like, no, come on, sis, no.
We learning how to drink with our pinkies out. We learned like, that I've been doing this. Right?
Like, okay. Nikki, we know you come for money. We get it.
Right? They've never had tea and crumpets with the bread cut off the crust cut off.
I'm laughing because shout out to Lisa Morris, 1966. She said the sandwiches look dry.
No, them sandwiches they look nasty. What was it? Peanut butter and jelly?
Y'all, look, quick little side note. Me and my mom with like her good friends, I call them like my aunts. We like went out like a few years ago. We went out to have like a girls like tea party thing, tea and crumpets or whatever. Y'all, the food is like this big. Dry, no flavor, no seasonings. The tea had us going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. It was just like,
so you can't just get like green tea. What kind of tea is it?
I don't know. I think they had choices.
Okay.
I think we kind of had like some like a herbal fruity passion type of tea and then like regular like black tea type of thing. So I'm like, I think they had choices. I can't even recall. Don't quote me on it, but
I just like green tea.
I do like green tea. It's really healthy.
I like green
tea
with like a little bit of lemon and honey. Oh, so good.
See, but I have like a black tea too. It's like a good like natural like regular tea. Like you throw some lemon in there, whatever. I'll be cool.
I drink green tea like on a regular basis, but
shout out to Starbucks because I love their passion fruit tea soup.
Yeah. I never tried that.
I never tried it
either. It's good, girl.
We got to have a tea party.
Yes.
I love tea.
Put some tea on the show.
This tea party got messy when Brooke again tries to play a game. Called, what's the game called?
Never Have I Ever.
Yeah. And calls her, like, I never have had sex with Solo Lucci. Why would you even say this?
And she was staring at Nikki as she said it.
I just feel like, why did it start off so dry, though? Like, it was just like, oh, never have I ever had ice cream. Never have I ever had a sandwich. And it was like, never have I ever slept with Solo Lucci. Like, what? Like, how we go from like casual conversations, never have I ever, and then he just randomly gets brought up. It's like,
like okay. She was trying to warm her up.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, so is Marcus and Brooke like on phone calls every night? Like how does she even get this information?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Because it was like texting. As soon as he found out, he texts her.
I was about to say, because it was like, what, did the guys, the little go-kart meetup happen before the tea party? Because I'm like, I think that's when they all found out that Solo Lucci, he was like, yeah, because I got me a little boo thing or whatever in London. It was like, who? But it was like, one, how did they just automatically assume it was one of those girls? You know what I mean? It could have been some little Becky down the street or something that live out there with her family. Like, maybe it was Chanel West Coast. Who knows? Like,
I was thinking about Chanel West Coast, too. Like,
wait, whatever happened.
First of all, I don't see how Solo Lucci can hold Nikki down if Lil Fizz couldn't. Because what, I mean,
they just seem like little boys to her. I just feel like they just like, yes, man. What I'm saying. Like, she just need like a little Vin Diesel type of man. Like, I don't need, I don't think she need no Solo Lucci or no Solo Drew or Lil Fizz, whatever. Like,
they're all little.
All little. And they probably little too, so you never know.
I think we should play a game of Never Have I Ever.
Oh, sure, why not?
All right.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Never have I ever been caught cheating by my man.
Oh, wait. Oh, are we doing fingers? Wait, I forgot. Oh, the fingers, and then it's like...
Oh.
If you've done it, you put a finger down, right?
I forgot.
Y'all viewers, look in our chat. Help us play the game if y'all know the game. I think that is it. Yeah, because okay, it was like...
If you did it...
I think that's why Brooke said the question, because she was looking at Nikki to see if she was going to put her finger down. Okay, yeah, so if you did it, you put a finger down. All right.
Never have I ever been caught cheating with my man.
Nope.
All right, your turn.
Oh, wow.
It goes the right circle.
Okay, never have I ever been cheated on.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Girl, yeah, multiple times, and I hate all my exes for it. They all trying to
come
back.
Don't talk about her. How you know?
Oh, I mean,
Nina's like, I got it like that.
Okay. No, social media is a powerful tool, you know.
Okay, we like the FBI. Yeah.
Never have I ever been the side chick.
Wait, so if you did it, then you put your hand down, or you?
Yeah, okay. Like if you've been the side chick.
I ain't no side chick. Okay,
yeah, I'm like, I'm always the main one. How many rounds are we gonna?
Never have I ever been messy as Brooke.
I have.
I think I had my moments. Yeah.
It's always funny when the drama is not yours. Like, sorry, look, I'm like the pot calling the kettle black.
And I'm like criticizing Brooke.
I know. Okay, here. All
right. Yo, go.
Oh, we're still doing this. Okay. Wow. Never have I ever dated a white boy.
Oh, I have not.
Dated a white boy?
Wow.
I went on a date with one. I think, yeah, I want to do one.
Wait, but I have. So do I put my finger down?
Yes.
That's how it works. Okay.
Never have I ever dated a rapper.
Have I dated a rapper? I don't think I ever dated a rapper.
No. So I put my finger down if I don't, right? This game always confuses me.
I know, it's confusing.
No, it's if you have dated a rapper, you put your finger down.
Okay.
Oh, no, I haven't dated a rapper. Okay, let me, I got some more fingers to put up. And never have I ever been to London. Never been.
Oh,
we did an AfterBuzz trip to London, y'all.
Yes. God's like, I've never been
to
London.
I'm down for a girl's trip.
I am too, yes.
London Bridge is falling down.
Okay. So let's get into some news and gossip.
Oh, y'all, the tea is hot. V, you want to start or you want me to start?
Breaking news. Let's see what's going on up here. First, it's just this episode just created so much drama because Monice didn't like the edit and Tierra didn't either. And yes. So Tierra got on Instagram and aired out Monice as being a bad friend, is playing both sides with K. Michelle. And so they went into a Twitter war. Do you have the caption pulled up?
I'm like, yeah, I have it pulled up. So Monice pretty much was like, now she usually doesn't like normally do this or whatever. She said she knew about Kimberly going to sit down and meet with Akbar. She said she did not even know that Kimberly went to go sit down until Tierra actually called her and told her that it happened. Mm-hmm. And so she said she was the only one willing to show up and be there with her for, you know, the press conference. She didn't know about Kimberly responding to Akbar until Tierra, I guess, said something about it. But they were just going back and forth, I guess, about the whole situation. A bunch of he shit. She said, she said type of situation.
Yeah,
so.
I saw her all in the comments. They were going back and forth. And it was just like a pointless beef to me. Like, it's so stupid. She had your back. She left with you. She's holding you down for the rehab. And that's not good enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, what else happened? So Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I keep up with all the franchises because I just love Love and Hip Hop. And so Scrap, who got sentenced for about 20 years or something for a weed charge, he's out now. So I don't know if he's snitching or what, but he's out or got out on good behavior, and he's going to be back on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, you know what's funny? That's actually a coincidence, because it was like, I think KK said last season that he was supposed to get out July of 2019. Mm-hmm. We're only in September 2018, and then
he's snitching.
But then if you think about it, the timeline of Atlanta starting back up again will be when he supposedly was supposed to get out. So I'm like, this timeline is sounding a little sketchy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, was that a real court date or was that like set up? Because like, how you get 20 years but you out already? Seriously. So also piping hot news, A1 Lyrica end up on the Breakfast Club, and Lyrica basically admits to cheating. Let's hear a little clip. Yeah, a little snippet.
Like, we've been through a lot. Like, even the first song is her saying that she cheated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow. Look at Charlamagne. Right.
And it's a visual out right now. Yeah.
Who did you cheat with, Lyrica?
It's nobody y'all know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Let me tell you something. This is my husband's baby. We're having a boy.
I can't trust a woman with a blazer and a pregnant belly out.
I cannot stand women who have their bellies out. Like, it's so cute for you to be pregnant, but it's like,
when the baby comes,
with a crop top on or whatever. It's like, honestly.
To be real with you.
The baby come out speaking patois.
You know.
The bees are forest.
Charlamagne is stupid.
Yeah, and Angela just doesn't care. Like, they just go to work and don't care.
They don't.
I had a lot of people in my head, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? Just to be, I know it's mine, but just to be safe, let's do it. So we did it.
Yeah, I did the blood test.
Yeah, it's mine.
Oh, okay. Were you offended by that, Lyrica?
Yes, she was.
Yes, I was. I'm that still offended.
But no.
Okay, so Lyrica confirms that she cheated.
Right.
But we know it's not with Safari.
Yeah, that's enough. I don't know. Because I went on Wendy Williams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, the story kind of switched up a little bit. So what is going on?
It seemed like they were kind of like, I wonder what happened first. Because I'm like, it seemed like they were kind of dancing around the scenario and situation that happened on Wendy. But it was like on The Breakfast Club, it seemed like they were just spilling everything. Like, we both cheated. We kind of came to an agreement. Like, we started filming. Then it was like, we kind of got back together. Stuff was going on. But I'm just like, I already knew, y'all, that the whole storyline was fake. We all knew Safari was lying. And now it just confirms it. Because she confirmed it twice. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think we have a clip from her on Wendy. But she even said it on Wendy that it was like, no, that's not it. We already have the blood test or whatever. They're having a boy. So it's like, A1 knows he's the dad. We can all lay that to rest that we don't know who the dad is. The baby gonna come out chocolate, whatever. Like, all of these little myths and things we can all, and come out speaking patois and stuff. We can actually put those to rest now. And I'm like, I wish them the best. And we do have a little clip from Lyrica.
Okay, let's see what they're saying now.
How do you know?
I know for sure.
So the word on the curb is that you were
not the word on the curb.
Broke up for like a month your marriage.
Yeah.
And during that month, you both admit that you were cheating on each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I mean, you know, we hit a dark spot in our relationship.
Yeah.
Not every relationship is perfect.
The thing is, like, you know, I've never been a cheater. We've been together for almost 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that we were like really done. So it's like, I mean, cheating is kissing, cheating is hanging. So it's just all about how you look at it. But we still shouldn't have.
But is it getting pregnant?
Okay.
Wendy is ultra messy. She's Brooke level messy.
Okay, so
bro.
How I'm thinking, okay, we can stop it. But I'm like, how I'm thinking the timeline went was like, okay, so they're both like agreeing to, it was like a solid month that they just didn't deal with each other. So it was like, one, getting pregnant, I think, like, you have to miss your period. So it's like, you got to at least wait 3 to 4 weeks or whatever to find out. So it's like, she must have gotten pregnant. Like, say it was like June or something. She must have gotten pregnant the end of June. All July, they wasn't with each other. And then it was like August is probably when she found out that she was pregnant. So yeah. That's when everybody was like, okay, well, y'all ain't been together for like a month. So.
But here's the thesis. Like, okay, we break up with our boyfriends, but are we getting into something a month later? Like, especially if you're married. Like,
see, that's the thing. I'm like, women are cut from different cloths. Me, I can't be out here busting it open, kissing nobody if I'm like, if it's only been like 2 weeks with me and my man broke up. One, I'm probably still thinking about the man. We still probably arguing over little things like, is it really over yet? You know what I mean? But it's like, y'all was really out there cheating like that? Like,
you saw how she pulled up on Rockstar with the out.
She did.
How she was on Safari. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she even said it right there. She was like kissing and hanging out. She did something with Safari. I don't care what y'all say.
She might not have been kicking with Rockstar too.
Yeah.
Rockstar is claiming that they did. Rockstar is claiming that he smashed. So
I think so.
You think? I don't know. Because it's hard to believe Rockstar.
I was going to say, it really is.
Was that Breakfast Club after the Love & Hip Hop episode? Because
I wonder, because she was like, she said on here that she never cheated. Mm. And so it was like, then she went on Breakfast Club and then they were both like, yeah, we cheated.
Mm. Well, any more news and gossip?
I'm like, oh, y'all, what else is actually hot out here? I'm like, before we get into our news and predictions, so if you've seen the episode, you guys know that next week or whatever, stuff is getting way more spicier. We see the sit down between Paris and K. Michelle goes way to the left. They start bringing out K. Michelle got receipts.
The table.
Yes, the table was shook, y'all. So K. Michelle got like 6 pages of receipts. No, here it was fraud. Ooh. Whoop, bank statement, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, a whole margarita gets thrown on K. Michelle's face. She out here breathing for air like a fish out of water, y'all. She was like,
that's our first time you didn't want to drink.
So, y'all, according to this situation, K. Michelle did not take that too lightly. And according to the Jasmine brand, K. Michelle is out here about to sue Paris for that drink, y'all.
What? But can you sue somebody for throwing a drink on you?
I don't know. Supposedly, K. Michelle is all about her coin and her money now. And she's just like, oh, that's like a lawsuit. You don't let... She said something like, let me see if I can find a quote.
The glass hit you like the actual glass. What do you mean? Just the margarita, girl. Just wipe that off and go. Like, come on.
She said something, but she was just like, she was released from the hospital. So I guess K. Michelle had to go to the hospital.
What? Margarita got in your eye?
I don't know, y'all. She over here talking about she's not going to lose her endorsement for trash. And she was like, the truth is the truth. So I don't know. But this whole thing is so drawn out. Like, why are we still talking about Paris and K. Michelle's feud and fraud and all this stuff when this happened like 3-4 years ago, 3-4 seasons ago at that?
Let's get into some predictions. Yes. So I predict, why did they... I'm just ready to get started.
Yes.
I predict, why did they sit down? How did this happen? I don't even know.
It seems like Paris is meeting with Amara La Negra, and I guess she kind of wants to be like her publicist or something like that. I think she kind of asked, like, have you done this before? Or, like, your experience or whatever? And she brought up K. Michelle. One, first of all, Paris, I think that's where you lost it at. You was totally wrong, because it's like, when you go into a job interview and you don't want nobody to know that you had a certain job or that you was only there and then you got fired or whatever, you kind of leave those off your resume.
Hello.
So it's like, one, if you was in a situation where somebody was saying you was stealing, you was fraud, whatever, I don't think I'd put that on my resume for my next job to interview me and be like, so what happened about the situation? It's like,
exactly. Well, sometimes, you know, jobs want to know, like, have you been to jail? Are you a convict? Mm-hmm. Like, if you lie, then you don't get the job, or you get the job and you get fired. So maybe she was just trying to be straightforward about it. And she's saying that she didn't really steal. Like, it was just Uber. So maybe she doesn't think it was that bad. So she was just, like, trying to bring it up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I would probably left it out. Yeah,
I will. Like, definitely. It's never you don't need work. To write every job you had.
Exactly.
Just throw the good stuff
right
at the top.
And a real friend will be like, you can use me as a reference. Like, I got friends and be like, oh, tell them I work for you. Tell them I worked with you in 2009 to 2011. Yeah, girl.
I'm stuck on how to get Amara on there. Like, it's just always loving hip hop people.
I freaking love Amara.
I do too.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's gonna be here next time. I'm so excited for next
time. I was gonna say, they gotta keep everybody. It's a little crossover.
Yeah, they brought K. Michelle from ATL and she was on New York.
Because Miami is next. So
yes. Wasn't like, Scrappy in Miami last their first season?
Yeah, yes. Scrappy was too. Who
they
else?
All doing little crossovers.
Rich Dollaz came to Love Hip Hop Hollywood.
They're just a mess.
So, but
I'm like,
I don't know what else y'all think gonna happen, y'all.
Ooh, oh my gosh, so much. I mean, I'm just really excited to see the drink being thrown at K. Michelle.
I mean, I'm not here for her either. She was drowning.
She's like, me? Somebody hit me?
And I'm also excited to see Monice and Brooke, you know, that confrontation. I mean, that's gonna be interesting.
Yes. That one too, because I'm definitely waiting, because she's like, yeah, I said it and I've been telling everybody, but if I was Monice, it would have been like a quick little sock across the face. But anyway, I honestly want to see what's going to happen to this father friendship family club, whatever it's called, fake, phony, and friendless club, because that's all what they gonna be. But anyway, because it's like Marcus got up and left, you know, he was like, nah, I'm not here for the bashing of A1. So it's like, what's gonna happen with the little bro code or the bros or whatever?
I don't know. But at least
it's just
somebody
gonna be Ray J
is,
and Rockstar, you know,
not really like throwing him under the bus, because I mean, he's fighting for his family, so you can't go wrong with that. You guys, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Yes. Leave a comment, like, subscribe. And be sure to tune back in next week. And we'll be back. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram, Conversation Piece, or Twitter, M-I-S-S Combo Piece. Holla at me.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Janon, a.k.a. DJ. You can find me on Instagram at Janonbo.
Yes, and I'm Kayla Renee. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
Awesome. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.